Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scotty's Vodka Rebel Friday, baby! Need some Scotty's and AZ. Make it happen, boys.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you've listened to the program at all today, the first starters, we appreciate you. Number two, we've talked about football for 3.5 hours, and we got 30 minutes left.
That's what we do.
We're going to talk about football. All of the football coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile and get a great deal on an iPhone 16 Pro. Shout out to the people in the stream. B. Mitch got everybody pork rinds. we're going to open the phone lines up now. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Shout out to Calvert King 73. He says, you guys need to get Ray Brown on once a week. That was awesome. I thought he was – I mean, I know Ray a little bit, just getting to know him through you, and he's an awesome dude. And that interview was just so perfect. And physically what that dude has accomplished is incredible. Titus Jones in the stream says, Ray's a real good dude until he pulled a JP and ruined the surprise party.
Oh, that is a JP.
So it's Ask B. Mitch Anything. You can also give us a Commander's prediction should you want to. I'm starting – I got this via social media from @Jeff2Funny, and he says, B. Mitch, can you read the text he sent you aloud?
Yo, Jeff just sent me something?
No. Yo, JP.
What?
Stop, bro. Why?
What?
I told you to ask him that while we was in break. Why would you do that over the air? You Landfill, are insane, you Cowboys fan.
Stop with that.
Nope.
Landfill
no.
Legitimately told me to say, Jeff wants you to ask B-Mitch to read the text.
Not on the air. That was a...
Hey, my... What? See,
y'all,
I know how to mess with you, Jeff. I wasn't going to do it.
Y'all are listen, insane.
That's why, what did I send back to you?
The cowboy killer
all
and
I
the
said
cowboy
was
cheerleader.
Did I say anything? I said LOL back to you. I wasn't going to say
I said the cowboy killer and the cowboy cheerleader.
Yo, To quote Marion Barry, that bitch set me up. I was set up on this one. I was straight up set. This is a setup right here. Landfill told me to ask him. We're going in to ask Beamish anything. I thought it was like a legitimate thing.
See, Landfill got his hair cut, so he's showing off today.
All right. In about 10 minutes, you get to hear Jeff's new song. It is fire. He admits to falling asleep at work. Right now, though, phone lines are open. Bobby is in Alexandria. What up, Bob?
What is happening, guys? How's everybody doing?
Doing good,
man.
How are you?
Dude.
Awesome. Hey, first thing I want to ask B-Mitch, how long did it take after you got out of the NFL? Because I know they didn't pay a bunch after that. You know, when you got out, did it take for you to make as much as you did in the NFL, broadcasting, doing whatever you do?
Coming for your pocket.
To be honest with you, I made more money in my first few years of broadcasting than I did in my first few years of the NFL. It worked out good. I've been doing TV and radio well over 10 years while I played, and it was like an easy transition. So, and I know it doesn't happen like that for everybody, but it did for me.
You're also just a natural.
No, I kind of put my – it was my fifth year in the league. I always said when I get when I finish playing, I want to be able to make that amount of money. And in any job I get, it ended up being a nice six-figure salary.
There you go. So people just asking – there's a new dude in the room for people in the stream. Say what's up to Peter. there's only one of these guys. Commander Tequila's on the line. Hello, Commander.
Boy.
How do you do?
Pretty good, you guys. How you guys doing?
Pretty good. Right? How you doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, I got one question, JP. Is
okay.
that your victory gray shirt on?
I'm sorry?
Is that your victory gray
shirt
on?
Gray shirt.
It's a master shirt, dude. We're not doing this. We're not doing this, Commander.
Right.
Commander, go drink your tequila.
I will take my shirt off for the stream if we're doing this.
We're not doing that. No, we're not.
Okay, thank you, Commander.
All right.
Commander, do you have a question for Brian?
Yeah, I got a question for Brian.
What
do you think about this game on this Sunday? How do you see it more?
I think people, after the game last week, they feel like a person can't do it again. But I have more faith in Jaden that he could come back and do that type of game again. Not going to say he's going to be as 91% of his passes, but I believe he's going to have another damn good game, and we come out on top.
There you go. Thank you, Commander. I just saw this. App State was supposed to play Liberty this weekend, football. They canceled it with the hurricane. Because whether it's App State or Liberty, I mean, that's right in the path
right
of where this thing's going.
Yeah, my sister was just hitting me. I was like, well, because when you start getting calls from home, you start thinking something's up.
Yeah.
She said, no, I was just checking on Bria. But I just decided to call her, not you. She said, I call you by mistake. So she didn't mean to call me. To hell with me.
My mom's down in rural Western North Carolina and says it's bad, but not too bad. They've lost power, but have a generator. Seriously, we're thinking of everybody down there. Are Brian and Deshaun okay?
Yeah, they're good.
Are they Raleigh?
They're in Charlotte, but their flight got canceled back home, so they're going to be in Charlotte for a few more days.
I'm curious. My mom is supposed to fly out here tomorrow. I got a feeling that ain't happening, but we'll play it all by ear. Steve is in Bowie, Maryland, or it's a dude named Steve Bowie, like Dave Bowie. Let's find out.
What up, Steve?
I'm not cool enough to have a last name like Bowie, so it's just Steve from Bowie.
What up, Steve?
Hey, Brian, how frustrating does it have to be for Malik Nabers to do what he does and Daniel Jones can't throw the ball long enough to get him open and stride?
Did you see that? It doesn't look like Danny Dimes can throw it 25 yards.
I think Malik Nabers went there, and I think when you saw him when he got drafted, he was a little frustrated. He showed some frustration in his face. But they're going to have to get him a quarterback because that dude is an exceptional talent.
I think Steve went underwater, dude. We can't understand what you're saying.
They threw it to him a lot of times, but, you know, you want to have somebody that can throw it to you in all aspects of it. And I think that Danny Dimes, like I was looking at ESPN just a moment ago, they already asking questions about should they bench him. And I'm like, okay.
Yo, it's easy to want to discuss benching Danny Dimes. Mm-hmm. Who are you benching him for? DeVito? Drew Lock sucks on a platter.
Drew Lock might suck, but you know what? I think you got to give him a chance because Landfield's favorite quarterback playing great this year.
Who's that?
Darnold.
Yo, Darnold's balling.
You know, Landfield wear a T-shirt. And we believe in Darnold.
Speaking of Landfield and T-shirts, he wants me to take mine off. How do you feel about that?
No, don't do that.
Is that a like? Would we be breaking a streaming rule if I take my
shirt
off?
Well, I might break your rib if you take off your shirt.
Yes. Do it anyway, and we'll see.
I might break your rib if you take off your shirt.
Don't do it. Listen, I've had rib damage once. I don't want it again. I will keep my shirt on, Brian.
Yeah.
Good question from the stream from Calvert King. He says, B, if you were going to speak to the team before this game, what would you say?
I would tell them, basically, what you did last week is who you are. You know, and I'm talking about offense. And I would have to tell defense, you know what, your team is going to depend on you a little bit more. You won the game, but you got to play a lot better to get it done. But you all have to believe that you can repeat what you did last week. You know, go in. You went in a moment when the lights were brighter and you still came out with a victory. Don't let your performance drop because you don't think the other team is as good as the one was last week.
I like that.
Yep.
Let's get – we got two callers here. We're going to get them quick. Craig in Baltimore. Oh, B's about to play the guitar. Craig, what up?
Hey, what's up, Jay? What's up, Brian? How you doing?
How you doing, man?
B's playing the guitar.
Brian, quick question. I know you're one of them because you played with them and you're one of them great guys, athletes, but what is it like or what was it like to actually – like Ray Brown that was on there, you watched the game with Santana the other night. You know, you have Fred on there, Doc and all them guys. What was it like just to hang out with them guys, just to really know them? What's that like? What's that experience?
I think the experience is very much like you with your friends. Now, I don't think we even think of the football aspect, but when you get into football conversations, you feel so much more comfortable because you really know they know what they're talking about. Because, like, a lot of times people outside of the game, they just throw cliches. They throw out things they've heard. And I normally ask a question to somebody real quick. What does that mean? If you don't know what it means, don't try to use it. But I know that these guys truly understand what they're talking about. But they're all just regular guys, regular cool guys.
That is one of the things.
That, like, guys that I would like to hang out with. I said, yeah, man, I could have hang out with them guys. So, yeah, I appreciate that, man. Be good.
Thanks, Craig.
Thank you, man.
One of the biggest things you realize covering pro football is just regular dudes. Just really big or really fast. Brian's legitimately playing the guitar now. Last call of the day. Chip is in Stafford. Chip, what up?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. B. Mitch, you ought to be in the Hall of Fame for special teams, without a doubt. I've got a son who just went to college, and you're one of the few folks that I would love for him to just be able to sit down and talk about life. I really appreciate you. My question is this. Of all of the cars that you have had in your life, whether you owned them or not, your dad's, your uncle's, doesn't matter. If there was one car in your life you can have back, what car is it and why?
Oh, I want the Mach 3 that I got from Coach David Culley. It was black and white. Remember the old the Mach 3? And I sold it to a guy because – He offered me way more than I paid for it, and then I started looking at it later on, and it was way more. It was worth way more than I sold it to him for. So I thought I was getting him, but I got.
Well, he did you a couple favors along the way. I know how you feel about Coach Culley.
No. It wasn't Coach Culley. It was the guy who I sold the car to.
Oh, I got you.
You know, I sold it to him for like four figures, and I could have got close like a five figure with a six in front of it for it.
Damn, that's
I got.
You got. Serious.
Yeah.
You don't get got very often either.
Hey, I was young, man. I was like 20, 21, just trying to get some money.
Landfill, if you could have any of B. Mitch's former cars, which one would you want?
I want his Maserati.
I never had a Maserati.
I want the car you were driving when you were 11.
I want his Ferrari.
Yeah, I had one of them.
I'll take the car. The Ferrari.
That was my dad's car. That was a... Is it a Mercury Marquis?
Is it a Testarossa, Ferrari Testarossa? I'll take it.
No, man.
Do people see B. Mitch just sitting here trying to play the guitar? Is this not incredibly bizarre? Nobody go anywhere. Jeff Walker's song next.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bathroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.